Okay, good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel, and we're starting at the two dots, about a quarter, the last, just a little bit less than a quarter. The page Amar Rav Papa, right? So the Mishnah not now the Masechet Shalim and Choshesh Ona Nevesha. So we saw that even though this coin, is it a properly good coin circulation? Gemara says my father had a day, right? The Mishnah said you can still use it for Masya Shani. You may have to worry, it's just Nefesh. The guy wouldn't take the coin back. He's just a wicked guy. He's a Kamtsan. He's a Masri guy. And there's no reason why the coin still functions. Samara Papa Shvami in a high mind, Demokim Azuze Mikri Nefesh. So Rapapa says, Shvami in a different this high mind, the guy who makes a big fuss about these little the differences, Mikri Nefesh. How do you mean it? He specifies though. And when he's there, telling him, I need to dedicate the Shiru Nishmat, he died in this war to Ptuim, to Chatufim, Matan Shachar Ben Anat, last week of the prayers tank, it should be time for Kaula, coming up to Pesach tomorrow, please God. Shev Besorot Tovot. So he says over here, that he specifies, he limits Rapapa, he says, Vani Mili, who the sage lehu? In other words, the coin, dafka, it's a coin that would actually work, right? Not just stam a coin. If the coin's mamash, like we saw in the Gemara yesterday, right? We saw according to all those definitions that the coin is no longer valid. It's not a coin that you're going to use and it's lost, you're going to destroy it. So we're not talking about that. But if it's a coin, which is a little bit damaged, but it's still good coin in circulation, even if it's paid at face value, or even half its value, the guy won't take it back. So he's called the Rashi. And the Gemara says, this Misaida Lechizkia. This helps Chizkia. Amar Chizkia, Chizkia say, buy a porta b'shovia. If you're coming to cash in a coin, so then Anachinami, you cash it on its value. So if it's a seller, we saw that the seller, then only half its thickness, that seller is now worth a shekel. So you cash, you change the coin, the buying change will give you a shekel. However, look what he says over here. Ava ba'al chalala, if you're coming to redeem Masya Shani money onto it, Mechalala Beyafa. You convert it at a Nas. Now, Nas, normally when we use the word Yafa over here or Yafa over here, right, it means at face value. It means at face value. So the Gemara is a little bit confused. So, Mike Amar, what does Chizkia mean over here? Well, you can use the coin at face value, right? So, Mike, I mean, Hachik Amar, it's Afabi Keshebala Porta Beshovia. So, even though when you come to cash it in with a change, run change, you're going to go at the value of it, right? See, because when we, I left out the Rashi's earlier on, we said the Bala Porta Beshovia, Lefi Ches Shona, Velo Yiramet, Chaber Le Porta Beyafa, right? So, it's at the value what it's actually worth. So, even though it looks like a seller, but it's actually thin and it's like a shekel, we use it as a shekel. So Rashi says, "Biyafe keilu hi yafa." So I don't understand. How can that be? So he says, "Because Shabbat put up a b'shovia." So mechala biyafa lemeimra. So Gemara says, "Are we saying there? Right? Lemeimra is chit the tzavah chizke the mezalzelinan v'masya shani that you can just treat masya shani with like absolute zilzul. How do you say that? With disrespect, with that you don't care what Master Shani is not something you're going to take seriously. You can use a seller even though it's actually worth a shekel. V'hamar Chizki himself said, "Ran Master Shani she'ein bo shaveh pruta." V'hamar Chizki Master Shani she'ein bo shaveh pruta. If you've got Master Shani now we know that when you come to cash, when you come to redeem Master Shani onto a coin, so you take a pruta, a coin of a pruta. Pruta is a small coin, right? The pruta is even smaller than Isarin, I think. Now, we saw yesterday on Shabbos, we saw we had a seller, and we had a shekel, and we had a dinar, and we had a ma'a, and we had a pundion, and then we had an isar. Right? Those are the six coins we saw. But I think that the isar, we said the isar was a small coin, with like 196 of them in a seller, 48 in a shekel. But it's smaller than even a putta, which is when we say that something is a putta, and you get married to a putta, it's even less than that. Right? So that's what we're talking about here. So it says, Masya Shani, Shayim Bosha, we'll see now in a moment why I think Isra was bigger. The Gemara we'll see bringing Isra just now. So it says, the Omer, who v'chomsho, when you redeem, you always add a quarter up, it becomes a fifth. Mechulal al ma'ot ha-rishonot, lefi shi'ef shal adam, le'tzamtzei ma'otav. I'd say, how can you say Chizkiah is just being mezalzel this coin? Even Chizkiah said when you come to redeem something, if you've got something which is less than a pruta, so you can add that less than a pruta plus its chomesh and redeem it on a pruta. Why? Because you say, no one is able to mitzum, so you're never actually able to redeem the exact amount, shekel for shekel, or seller for seller, or pruta for pruta. And therefore, you're always going to leave, right? Look at Rashi, you're always leaving a little bit more. Rashi says, you can never do exact measure for measure. Since you're going to be scared, the person's worried. On the contrary, I don't want to, when I redeem the Maaseh Shani, I want to make sure that the Maaseh Shani that I'm eating now is all being redeemed and the full value's gone on the coin. So I'm always going to take a bigger coin than a smaller coin to make sure that it's all done. So he says, so therefore, there's always going to be on a coin left over a bit of space to add that suddenly you discovered you've got massive shiny stuff left over that's less than a Shavuot Pruta. You're always going to have a coin which has got a bit of space on it so you can quickly go and redeem it onto that. So Chizkiah doesn't mezalzel the massive shiny. On the contrary, he says you're always taking more coins, bigger values to do redemption. So what do you mean over here? You can take this coin, you can use it for Maaseh Sheni, which was a seller, is now worth only a shekel or a shekel, only a dinar, and it's even worth less. You're going to take a chance on Maaseh Sheni. What are you talking about? Right? So the word says, yes, you're right. Ma b'yafe. What do you mean when we say that you do the pidyon b'yafe, b'torat yafe? Now this is amazing. Look how Rashi explains b'torat yafe. It's exactly the opposite of what we thought. If we thought we can exploit the coin for Maaseh Sheni purposes, we're going to show how machmir we are with Maaseh Sheni purposes. Look what Rashi says over here. Betorat yav b'shovi b'shovia. V'achik amad. I'm talking about the second last narrow lines of Rashi now. K'shem shekesheba leforta b'Yerushalayim. Just like when you're going to come to cash this coin in, which you redeemed your Maaseh Sheni food onto in Yerushalayim. And now this is a coin which might be a bit damaged. Lo yekablua hemenu lehedya ele b'shovya. It's clear that you're not going to get the full face value of this coin if it's not 100% sustained. In other words, the coin's been a bit worn down. V'yesh mezalzlim b'damei yoter mikedei pachata. And there's some guys who will say, because it's a damaged coin, I can't even give you, let's say I would have explained yesterday, that if the coin weighs, let's say, I don't know, 200 grams, and you weigh it now and it weighs 100 grams. So if a seller weighs 200 grams and the seller is equal to 2 shekel, it's only really worth 1 shekel. There are going to be some guys going to say, listen, mate, I can't even give you the 1 shekel value. Because this coin is so worn down, I, as the money changer, won't find somebody who will actually accept to take it from me for 1 shekel. So I'm going to have to take it off you at a discount. Kach shekeba lechalala mechala b'shovya damim p'tuchim. Can even take it less. In Rashi is another betrat yafeh. Mishechala lea kefi damim vada'in shela. So now, just like the money changer won't give you the face value, even though it's a reduced face value. Now, it looks like a seller, but actually worth only a shekel. He won't even give you a shekel. So when you come to do the redemption on the coin, right, you've got to go now to Chumra and redeem on it only the minimum amount that you possibly think you'll ever get. He says, so if you know from experience that even though it's got the weight of a shekel and it looks like a seller, a guy's only going to give you half a shekel, when you come to redeem your Maaseh Sheni onto that coin now, go lechumra and redeem up to the value of half a shekel. Even though it's a seller looking coin, it's got the weight of a shekel, only use half a shekel. Okay, he says, look at the very fourth last wide lines of Rashi. Second very wide lines. Mechalel shela kafi damim vada'in. On the certainty shela, kach lo yechalel al ze ele badamim vada'in shela. Okay, only use the certain. In other words, go lechumra. And this is Chizkiah. So what Chizkiah says, mezalzel, is that right? My b'yafe b'trat yafe. And what's the reason for it? The trei zile lo mezalzelinan bay. You don't mezalzel the coin twice. What does that mean? You don't mezalzel the coin twice. The afagav detnami into the mishnah ten the Maaseh Sheni. You know, he said you can use this damaged coin for Maaseh Sheni money. Chad zilota ashminan. We learn why the mitchalel al sele chasira. We allow you to use to do Maaseh Sheni. A coin is not a perfect coin, so that's the zilzul, the one zilzul. V'lo amrina, we don't say harehu kasimon or kamatin to masimon. We don't say it's lost its value as a coin. And therefore, you can't use it at all. Aval says Rashi, treizile lechalali amaser b'demei sela yafe. But chas v'shar, the thing you can now, even it was originally a sela, and it's worth only the silver of a shekel. But really, in reality, you're only going to get a dinar's worth from a money changer. No one would have their right in their right mind say you can redeem it at the face value of a seller. Right? Okay. So basically we proved over here that Chizkiah, even though Chizkiah says you can use it for redemption, it's not that you can use it for redemption at its face value, but only redemption at its reduced value. So now, but nonetheless, what did Chizkiah say?
Baron, yeah, note says there are 8 putot in an Isar.
Okay, so there we are. See, so Isar is bigger than a putta. Right, shkoch. Okay, the reason, we will see coming up in a second, that the was going to say, if you want to redeem a putta, so take an Isar. That's why I understood from there that it was bigger. So, okay, so Robert's saying 8. So I'm going to actually add to that page over here where I wrote it all down yesterday, that whole, got that page I'm going to put there, right, punyans to Isarim, and then an Isar is equal to 8 putot. Okay, so we've got it all now, right? So, in other words, in a seller, so 8 times 96. How much is that?
768.
768. Okay, so one seller is 768 prutot. Now, remember, when you get married to a woman, you marry with a ring that's shave a pruta, which is 1/768 of a seller. So, understand the value of a seller in terms of chazal. If you had a seller in your pocket, you were a rich guy. Okay, you can understand why Chachamim weren't in a hurry to make you go and destroy that seller. Okay, and that's why they let you use it. Even a shekel, if it's 768, so a shekel is like almost 400 prutot. Right? A shekel is almost 400 prutot. Mind-boggling. Okay.
You could get married, yeah, you
know,
800 wives. With
could get 800 wives with one seller. Yeah. Alibaba, no, that's the thieves, no, not the wives. Okay. So we saw over here from Chizkiah that Chizkiah says, now this is what's coming up next in the Gemara is important. Chizkiah says that even though you've got less than a prutah of Maase Sheni, you can still redeem it on a coin. Why? Because always going to be a bit of space left on a coin to redeem it. So less than Maase Sheni of value prutah has still got a way to do redemption, right? Well, it's redeemable. So Gemara brings like this, goof, we get a bit sidetracked over here, and that says, Amar Chizkiah, Maase Sheni, Shein Bo Shevei Puta, it's less of Puta, Omer, what do we say? Hu v'chomsho, it, and it's chomesh, mechulal al ma'ot arishonot. In other words, on the monies that I've already redeemed other stuff on, I'm adding this Maase Sheni, which is less of Puta, with its chomesh, to those coins I've already added. Why? Because as we saw a moment ago, I'm always going to have a bit of space in the coin. Because it's impossible for a guy to do one for one. And because we, like Rashi explained, we're always nervous. We want to go to Chumrah over here. Right? So therefore we have got it. Okay. So that is the what comes out of this Gemara. So now the Gemara brings a brighter. Based on that, the Gemara asks as follows. Meitivei. A truma, when it comes to truma and bikurim, so these are all very serious things that are right, and only the kohanim eat them. Chavin alei mita, right? Look at Rashi, zar or kohen tamei sheochlo beitzav. A zar or not a kohen or a kohen himself who's tamei eats a b'meizis chav mita. And if it's b'shogeg chomesh, right? So zar ochim b'shogeg, right? Tichtiv ishki ochlo kodesh b'shkaga. Eat b'shogeg, you're gonna add a chomesh to it. Va'asurim lezarim, they all asur lezarim. Look, Rashi, below yochal, isur of lo yochal, it's an isur doraita not to eat it. Vehei nichse koin, and they're the ass of the coin. Rashi said, what do you mean, hei nichse koin? They belong to the coin. He can use them to kadesh b'heni ra'isha. Right? He can use it for masher ain't ken b'maser, as opposed to maser over here. Right? Now, when the Gemara says over here, maser sheni, right? So maser means maser sheni. That the maser itself is not nichse koin. So firstly, maser sheni doesn't go to the koin. Anyhow, maser sheni wheat in Yerushalayim. But maser sheni, you can't use maser sheni to redeem, to marry a woman. Why? Because it's not called Nichse Kohen, not called Nechasim of yours. Rashi says, look at the third one. Rashi says, Ashenke Mamaser, Stamish Rabbi Meir, the Amar Maser, Mamon Gavohu. Says, we got Stamish Rabbi Meir, it says, it's Maser Gavohu, Vamakadesh Bo Lo Kidesh. Not yours. So even if, so if you go up to Yerushalayim and have Maser Shiny stuff, you can't get married in Yerushalayim with that, you can't marry a woman with that Maser Shiny, it's not yours. Belongs to Gavoah, where you can give a coin the Bikurim or the it actually makes sense because the Maser Shiny you don't give to the coin. Maser Shiny you just keep and eat it. The mitzvah is to eat the Maser Shiny, but it's not yours. Where a coin with Truma and with Bikurim can marry, can use it to get married, they can use it to buy, it's his asset. Obviously it's okay to marry a woman with it because once she marries you, she becomes a coin. So she can also eat the Truma. It's not a problem whatsoever, right? And on those things, on Truma and Bikurim, you need Varev Shemesh, right? Ara'elu b'Truma b'Bikurim. All these things are the chumrot of Truma b'Bikurim, Masha ain't can the Maser. What doesn't apply to Maser. There's somebody's mic here that's making a noise. If you just mute your mics and me, I'm just, okay. Thank you. So now, Masha ain't can, Masha ain't can, the Gemara says what? My Masha ain't can. What do you mean not by, what doesn't apply to Maser? Lav michlal de Maser batel beruba. The Gemara wants to have here, what do we see that's different? In other words, what's Maser Shani different to the other stuff? Rashi's got a few other things over here, but not where's it? Do I skip out there? But not Rechitz Yadayim? Yeah, but Toanin Rechitz Yadayim. You got to do Rechitz Yadayim for that, Varev Shemesh, and before you go to Mikvah, you got to have Varev Shemesh for all these things. I mean, after you go to Mikvah, you wait for nightfall. As opposed to Maser, which says, my Masha Enkem the Maser. What's the difference? Lav Michal the Maser Batel Beruba. Look at Rashi over here. Varev Shemesh. Okay, I'm wondering what's I'm missing. I apologize. I'm rushing through here because the rush is a little bit of the wrong order. It says va'olim be'echad u'meya. That's the one I'm looking for. Okay, that Rashi came lost. Va'olim be'echad u'meya came after Varev Shemesh. That's what I've got. I've got my one thing on the Rashi's here and I couldn't find it. Okay, va'olim. What do you mean va'olim be'echad u'meya? Look at Rashi. Tzuchin echad u'meya levatel. How do you batel truma or bikurim? You have to have 100 times that. Now remember, Rashi will say to us in a moment, Apid din Torah, everything is batel berov. Okay? Apid din Torah. Why? Because we've got a pasuk. V'acharei rabim la'atot. You go after the majority. So as soon as the minority, it's batel min ha'Torah. But Chachamim made all these chumras. So Bikurim and Truma, you need 100 to batel. Some things are never batel, right? And some are batel berov. Some are batel be'elef. For example, chomet. Afilu be'elef enu batel. Rabbi Kam Pesach tomorrow night. Batel enu batel bichlal. There's no bitul. Midoraita there is bitul. Midoraita, but there's no bitul. We say we paskin aloha lebasi, but no bitul for chomet. So look here, Rashi says, "V'yo batel v'olim bechad u'meya, tshuchin echad u'meya levatel, v'ein betelin berov, and isn't batel berov, masha ein kan b'maser de batel berov, which is maser as a rule is batel berov." Velo bay yechad u'meya, you don't have 1 times 100, v'al korchach b'maser she'ein lo takanta. Now he says, Rashi says, "V'yo, we're talking about maser, we haven't got a takanta, lo bepedir, which you can't redeem, v'lo la'aratol Yerushalayim kam, which you can't take to Yerushalayim." This is a very important cloud. We've seen this before. If there is a takana, in other words, when do we say that something is batel? When there's no other way to fix it. Aval se'amur rabbanan davar sheyesh lo matirin lo batil. If there's something that's got a way to matir it, you don't batel it. Why use bitul and say, it's batel barov, it's annulled in 100 or in 50 or in majority, if there's a way to do tikkun? You can take it up to Yerushalayim. Take it up to Yerushalayim. You can redeem it. Redeem it. Right? Why mevatel something and lose its kedusha through bitul? That clear? We don't want to mevatel something because if we lose it, because it stays kadosh, but the bitul's gone. If you can use it. V'hachek kagon shenitma. So that gives an example. If it's become tamei, the late takanach, you can never eat it. V'ein bo shaveh pruta, and it isn't worth a shaveh pruta. The lav bar pediahu. Okay, we can come in this moment. So what we learn in this Mishnah over here, we learn that if Maser Sheni is less than Shaveh Pruta, you can't do redemption, you can't do Pidyon. And therefore, Chamim said, you can't do Pidyon, therefore you can use Bitul Barov. But if something can be used, you can find a Takana, like you can take it up to Yerushalayim. So we said, we can't take this to Yerushalayim, why? Because it's Tameh. So we can't eat it. And it's Esher Leputa, so we can't do Pidyon. So now the Gemara says, like, now let's see what the Gemara says. V'im iter dechizkia, back in the Gemara now. V'im iter dechizkia, the fifth line is at the end. And if Chizkia is right, that you can take a Maaseh Eshei, which is less than a Pruta, right, which is one, what did you say, 796 or whatever of a seller, like a little amount, very, very small. And you can put it on another coin because there's always going to be something left over in the coin we saw already because you never actually do tzimtzum on the exact amount. You never use up a coin to its fullest. So then you can do pidyon. So if you can do pidyon, then it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And if it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, why are we relying on bittul? There's no bittul. We said on davar sheyesh ain't bittul la'olam. There's no bittul at all. Everybody got the question? Question clear, right? So hayavale davar sheyesh lo matirin v'chol davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batil. So this seems to be a big kashya. If Chizki is right, why are we relying on Chizki and do pidyon? Why are we doing bittul? So Gemara says, umimai, he goes, what are you talking about? The masha enken b'maser, the batul rabbi. How do you know that Mishnah when it said that this Mishnah we spoke about a moment ago, right? Or made to this, is it a brighter? No, it's in Truma, right? It's a Mishnah. It's a Masechet Chalos, it's a Mishnah. Right, that Mishnah over there, how do you know that when we said Masha Enken B'Maser is Dafka Bittul Berov, Dilma Lo Batil Klal? Maybe we can never do Bittul. Why? Because it's Pidyon and Chizki is right. And that's what's different. Truma and Maser, Bikurim and Truma, we can do Bittul, Be'emeya, Maser Shalim, we can never do Bittul. Why? Because Chizki is right. Because it's got Pidyon, it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. You can't say that. Why can't we say that? He says, because this whole Mishnah was telling us how Truma is more chamur than Maaseh Sheni. And if it tells us that Truma's got Bittul B'Meya, then it's not going to tell us that Maaseh Sheni hasn't got Bittul at all, because this Mishnah is telling us that Truma is more chamur than Maaseh Sheni. So we're going to learn where is Truma more chamur. And if you're right, that Truma's got no bittul, that Maaseh's got no bittul at all, and Truma's got bittul b'meya, then it's actually the other way around. The Mishnah would then be talking about the chumras of Maaseh Sheni and the kulas of Truma and Bikurim. Everybody got that? And that's not the case. Right? So it says, chumra to Truma ketani, kula Truma lo ketani. So what's the matter of, ha, ketani, v'hei nichsei koin. But didn't we learn over here that we saw a kula, that Truma and Bikurim are nichsei koin, if they belong to the koin, they're their assets, and they can even get married with them, which implying a kula vis-a-vis Maaseh Sheni, which said Maaseh Sheni is more chamur. What's the loss? No, the Tanya Behedi, we learned from Furash Maaseh Sheni Batil Barobe. We got a brighter that tells us from Furash Halacha Le Maaseh that Maaseh Sheni is Batil Barov. So when it says of Eze Maaseh Sheni Amru, but Maaseh Sheni Sheim Bo Shavu Pruta. So we're talking about two cases: one where it hasn't got Shavu Pruta, and Chizkia says, "Elgon Shaputa, you can do pidyon, so therefore it's got it's a wakom. Why is it bittul barov? Or shenichlas Yerushalayim v'yatzeh. If you went in Yerushalayim, you went out. The din of here is that once you've taken Maaseh Sheni into Yerushalayim, right? So the walls of Yerushalayim will collect the kedusha, and now once the walls of Yerushalayim will collect the kedusha, you can no longer do pidyon. Look at Rashi there in the last of the narrow lines there." Lekabe mefarish the late takanta lo ba'achile ve'lo b'chilu. Because now once the walls have sort of like it's been niklat by the walls, absorbed by the walls, you can't get out the kedusha anymore. Ve'im ite lechizkia liyaved lechizkia ve'neichule amar tarishot. And if Chizkia is right, so the question of Chizkia, how come if Chizkia is right, we do pidyon? Why do we have to have this bittul? Just do neichule amar on the first coin. You do the words. You know why? The lo parik. This guy hasn't got those coins. We talk about a person who's the first time in his life, or the first time this season, he's doing pidyon. And therefore, he hasn't got coins which have got space left on them. Look at Rashi, the Lord Pirik. Lord Pada Maaseh Adhena, until this period. Shayu Ma'ot Maaseh Biyado. So, I don't understand. Well, they're 19 Maaseh De'itle, even Nistarfinu. So then, why don't we take this Maaseh? We've got a bit of Maaseh left over with, we're right. And join the other Maaseh Shaini. You want to say that we've got a problem. What's the problem? Because this Maaseh Sheni now, according to this, has already been batel. It's already batel. It's batel barov. This type of Maaseh Sheni. If it'll be new Maaseh Sheni, it won't work. When I did the Maaseh, because one's the writer, one's the Rabbana. So he says, well, because now it's only at the Rabbana side. It's batel barov. You don't need to have Pidyon. was the Veneti Demai. Bring Demai. What's Demai? Demai is you buy from an Amaret. We're not sure if we took it off. So already Chachamim said, take it off. Do Maaseh just because of a Safek. And it's actually the status of the Rabbanan. So Dilma Atli Atulik was said, no. We worry that if we allow you to do that, you'll start bringing from Vadai, and there we've got a problem. So Gemara says, Veneti Shtei Prutot. Why do you mean two Prutot? Venechalil Alayu Maaseh. Beputo Mechza. She says, bring two Prutot. Now, and on one Prutah, and do a Prutah and a half. So one Prutah will collect the value of the Prutah. The other Prutah will collect the half of what's left over. And then the Chalel Hai Al Hai Chiyatari. Now you got you create this church. You got half a Prutah, but you can now do Chilul for this. The says, no. Mi Sabar Prutah Mechza Tafsa Shtei Prutah. How do you think it'll work like that? If you're doing one foul shot, Pidyon, and it's one's worth half a Prutah and one's worth a Prutah, and you bring two Prutah, it won't work. You think that the pidyon works, that the coin absorbs what it can, and that coin absorbs the balance? No. You've got to have a coin that's big enough to do pidyon for what you're holding in your hand. Okay? Everybody with me? I'm going through this very quickly. You all got it? Right? So it says no, won't work. Put the tafsa, put the vachatzi, put lo tafsa. So we're back to square one again. Therefore, how do I have the right of the Rabbanan? Lo mistarface. Now you have to bring more. And now you're half of it was really batel midrabanan. It's only midoraita. Sorry, midoraita. Only midrabanan. You're going to have it back to the same story again. So now, yeah, you see this rabbi. That's why I said, Venaiti Isar. So why'd you bring an Isar? And an Isar is a bigger quote. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Venaiti Isar. Veniti, I'll skip Rashi over here. Venaiti, wait, bring me some Rashi. Venaiti Isar Shalem. So now you got 1.5 values of a pruta. Bring an isar, and then you're going to have change left over on the isar. The words know, well, we're concerned. Why are we scared to do something like when you do 1.5s? Because you might let two prutot. You might end up. Look, Rashi says 2 prutot. Xeret you might let two shtei prutot. Says you might end up bringing 2 prutot. Umaser prutot mechza. Look, Rashi v'nimtza b'sheasha v'chatzi prutot necha b'lo chilu hilchach tov lo shevatel berov. He says, no, because now we've got a problem because you're going to bring 2 putot and you're going to think that you had done the chilul properly, but it didn't really work because the value of putah will work on a putah, but the half won't go onto the coin if you're doing it in the same shot. You're going to have half a putah of maaseh shei, which you haven't done. All of this, really, in the back of your minds, keep on thinking that if we've got any of these solutions and it's a kashya, or because if Chizki is right, then why we allow bitl in the first place? Okay, that's really the question in the back of our minds. If there is a tikkun, then there shouldn't be bitl. Okay, so we try to find all possible ways of a tikkun, and then there shouldn't be bitul. So the Gemara says, okay, well, the ni'ale, why don't you take it up to Yerushalayim, just eat imtar of tov, yochlu, and eat it in Yerushalayim, then half a bit. He says, no, you can't because b'shedit b'shedit is tameh. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if it's tameh, so then v'nifrake, look at Rashi, v'nifrake, k'sachdach sheyesh posher putta, nami kama. So he says, now we go back to star one. Okay, so it wasn't less, it was actually a whole putta. So bottom line is, why don't we just redeem this whole putta? So what's it? Rabbi Lazar, benign the Masha and Shit Masha, even if it's Tameh. Because we've got Rabbi Lazar who says, look at the Gemara, it says that even Masha Shetty, we learned a moment ago that there are two times you can't do pidyon. One if it was Tameh, and one if it already seen the walls of Yerushalayim. But he says, yeah, but Rabbi Lazar, benign the Masha Shetty and Shit Masha, Polinoto, you can redeem it. Afilu b'Yerushalayim. So when do we say you can't do pidyon on food in Yerushalayim? That's if it was Tahor. But if it's Tameh, so what are you going to do with it? Right? So maybe it says, Kishreemai, Kilo Tuchal Sa'ato. Right? The Pasuk says, Lo Tel Sa'ato, Venatata Bekesef. That whole Pasuk. So we have a Chiyarbe, Mimcha, Raderech, too heavy, Kilo Tuchal Sa'ato, you can't eat it all, Kitirchak, Mimcha, Makom, from far, Shifcha, Shalika, Shum Sham Sham, Kiyarech Hashem Lokecha. So that's talking about you can't redeem it. He says, that's Kilo Tuchal Sa'ato, Ve'ain Sa'at Lachila. So he saw me said me eat my penav, right? If you can't eat, look at Shmuel Shlaim Shain Maaseh Tahor Nivdei Sham Dichtiv Ki Achim Imcha Vrule Tada Kesef VeLo Keshaya B'Yerushalayim In Yerushalayim. So he said no. So this he was talking about here in Yerushalayim should be a case. He said no. Our problem here is the Maaseh Shani that became Tamei is not Maaseh Shani that we took up Ela B'Lakoach B'Kesef. It's when we took money up and we bought food with, and now that food became the Maaseh Shani, and that's what became Tamei. Look at Rashi, Belakoach Maaseh Zeh, Velo Hu Atzmo Ayah Maaseh. What we took up? Ele Tzorcheh Surah Shlachem Shlaim, Bekesev Maaseh. So that seems to be a problem over here. We're not talking about our own stuff. Right? So the question over here is, can you redeem that? Because what do we say you can redeem? You can redeem your Maaseh Sheni to convert it into money to take up to Yerushalayim to buy Maaseh Sheni. But if you bought food in Yerushalayim, that became Tameh. Where do we see we can redeem that? So that's our problem. We're talking about that. So Moses says, well, Maaseh Sheni, Lakor Pachetz Ba'Sheni, Nami Lifrika, why can't you redeem that? Maybe even that which you bought, you can redeem. Here we got a Mishnah in Masechet Psachim, which seems to say that you can. Because the Rashi over here, and Likutei Rashi from Psachim, which says, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't. Rabbi Nan says you can. It's strong enough. The Kedusha in that is still strong enough. So again, we've now got, we've got a tikkun, right? If we've got a tikkun, so then it should never ever be able to be batel. Because Dava Shayishlo Matirin and Opode. Ain't no batel, right? So Gemara said, no, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Yikaver, he says, you can't eat it, you can't redeem it, you got to bury it. So Gemara said, well, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, my Iri Yatza. So if it's Rabbi Yehuda, what do you care if you took it out of Yerushalayim or inside Yerushalayim, whatever the case is? Because we're going to say, look at Rashi, Nami de Kama de Nafo Mechtot Chomot Shem, even if the walls fell, that old Sugya, we're not. I'm rushing through this quickly because really it's a sugya outside of our sugya. We've already babbatcha this, right? We've got to go through it. But in Psachim, the whole machloket is that once the walls have fallen, or if you took it out of Yerushalayim, you've got a problem. Right? So we're going to see a distinction between the walls that are collate and having to eat it. What if the walls, as you arrived, and the walls fell down, there aren't walls now, what do you do, etc.? So there he says, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, so then, my iriyatza, why dafka? I feel like that's even if you're in Yerushalayim Nami. So the one says, you're right. Let me talk. We go back to talking about, yeah, we're talking about Tower stuff, not Tame stuff. And what's my yatza? The nafu mechitza. The walls actually fell down. Bahama rabbi mechitza lechol doraita, mechitza diklot to rabban. But the one says, wait a second. But even rabbi said that you need mechitzot to eat. That's minat Torah. But when we say mechitzot liklot, that's only to rabbana. Right? That's only midrabbanan. What does it mean that's only midrabbanan? Look at Rashi over here. Mechitza lechol doraita, mechitza lechol drabbanan. Mechitza shenemra b'torah lo huskara ele lechol b'tocha. You have to eat in a place where there are the walls. V'sh'amru b'mishnah mechitzot koltot. When we said the Mishnah, that the walls already collate, and therefore as a result of that, otam yivdot od imi atzai, if you leave, you can't redeem anymore once they've been to the walls. That's only midrabbanan. Right, and v'chigash and rabbanan. When did they make such a gzari that once you left it, you took your shlam, you took the stuff out with you, you can't redeem it anymore? Ki itnu lemechitzot, when there are walls. About kileitnu lemechitzot, lo gash rabbanan. If the walls fell down now, that gzari is irrelevant. So now you can redeem. See if you can redeem. We go back to square one again. You now got Chizkiah saying, even if it's less than a shalom put, you can redeem it. So now we found redemption, we found a place to do pidyon. If we found a place to do pidyon, there's a takana. If there's a takana, then how come it's batel barov? I mean, how come it shouldn't be batel? The Gemara says, now, lo palug rabbanan, bein etnu lemechitzo, bein etnu lemechitzo. Now, rabbanan didn't make a distinction at all. And even if the walls fell down, they still said that, look at Rashi, umeshane lo plug, the answer really is lo plug, bein yatsa mitochan in aflo. So bottom line is, if we've got, we're trying to find a situation over here where there would be a takana, we found a situation where there wouldn't be a takana, and where wouldn't there be a takana? If you had brought your Maaseh into Yerushalayim and then you took it out, even though there weren't walls over there, once it come up to Yerushalayim, it was kitten, and you can't do a pidyon any longer in a place like that. That's a type of Maaseh Sheni that would say, according to that answer, that would be able to be batel. But really, if Chizkiah was right, where Chizkiah is saying, it seems like Maaseh Sheni, which you could do a pidyon according to Chizkiah, you wouldn't be able to do batel. So that was the first answer, which we gave to the question on the previous Amud, where we said, Lemaimra to Chizkiah, and we said, if that's the case, v'im ita de Chizkiah, so then why is it batel? Let's quickly go back and see on the previous Amud. So we gave a whole bunch of answers. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Rashi points out of Yehuda, Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshet. So if you look at Rashi over here, Rabbi Yehuda Amar had otavte the Chizkiya. This question we asked on Chizkiya. Titani be'ezei maser amru she'en bo she'rebrute ve'kashya lach le'avet v'lechizkiya lo kashya. And we said, we learned there, which type of maser are we speaking about? That we said, when there isn't a she'rebrute that you can do pidyon. And that was a kashya because our Mishnah said that it's got batel. And if it's batel, then there shouldn't be, if there is a takana, if is a takana, it shouldn't be batel at all. And we said lo kashya. So now comes a separate answer. That was the first answer. We tried to say that it was where it went into your shleim and it came out. And therefore, once it was kolet, you couldn't do pidyon. The Gemara means a secret, another answer here of what are we talking about. That even though Chizkiya says you can do pidyon, unless it's Shavu'ot Buddha, it wouldn't be a kasha with the Mishnah who says that it's batel berov. So here comes on. Everybody with me? I know I'm going really, really fast. Okay, but so Amar Rav Sheshet Chana. Rav Sheshet is like this. Right? So Rav Sheshet says that the Braita, right, is not teaching us different things. Or maybe it's teaching us, it's like this. Chana Ketani v'mas yeshesh en bo shav yeputa she'nichnas Yerushalayim v'sheyatza. So there are two stories over here. It appeared that we're speaking about either it's got less than Shavuputa and it went to Shalom and it went out. So am I? So what's our problem? Just v'nehade v'nehade v'nichle. Why don't you take it back and go back to Shalom? So we're talking about stuff that it's less than Shavuputa and you've already left Yerushalayim and now you can't you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim and it was already collecting the walls. You can't do pigeons. What's the problem? Just go back. So now you can't. Why can't you go back? Enough of mechitzot. Okay, he said now because the walls now, they're no longer walls. So you can't eat it now because they're no longer walls. It won't help you. So look at Rashi here. We said you left Yerushalayim. So we said, I don't understand. Benifrike. Right? But so redeem it. Hamarav mechitza dechol deraita mechitza diklot rabbana. Chikash rabbanan. Ki etin le mechitzot. Ki etin le mechitzot lo gash rabbanan. So what's your problem? You can do redemption. When Rabbanan made that gzairu that you couldn't redeem it, they said the walls are still there. The walls are falling down now. So what's wrong? Because no, that's not true. Lo plug rabbanan. Well, but you'll see it's very similar to the answer we're giving up at once from a slightly different perspective. So he said, lo plug rabbanan. Even if the walls are falling down, you still can't do the words. I understand. Yachi, my area ain't bush of a putta. So then why was our whole sugya about Akashya on Chizkiya if we're talking about Masya Shani, which is less than a Shavu'ot putta? Even if it is a Shavu'ot putta, there's nothing you can do anymore. Even if it would a Shavu'ot putta, you have to have a Shavu'ot putta to do pidyon, you still can't do pidyon. Because once it's left Yerushalayim, and it's the walls of Yerushalayim were collected at Kedusha, and now the walls have fallen down, and Chamim didn't make a distinction in the Gzeira, so once it left Yerushalayim, even though there aren't walls anymore, you can't do pidyon. For the Yeshbo Nami, even if it's got, look at Rashi, Nami lav barachil, you can't eat it, v'lav barachil, you can't do chilul. V'amai tani be'ezi maser amru b'she'en b'shevuta. So why do we say this whole story he's talking about where there's no Shavuputa? The Gemara says, lo mi ba'i kamen, you're right, it's lo mi ba'i. Remember, lo mi ba'i, what does it mean lo mi ba'i? It's obvious about Lomi Bai Yeshbo. There is a put pasha that you can't. Why? The Kaltlan Mechitzot. Because then the Mechitzot, the walls, were collected, absorbed the Grusha. But even if there wasn't a Pshavu Putta, what you might have thought that just like you can't do pidyon if it doesn't Pshavu Putta, when the Masya Shani is less than Pshavu Putta, the walls aren't collated as well, and it doesn't lose its Kedusha, and now you can do pidyon, you can eat Amelokel Tule Mechitzot, Kamashla that they were. Okay, so that's basically up to now the two different answers on why thought Akashi to Chizkiya, because it isn't a takana and there's no materin. If there's no materin, then you can do pidyon. Okay, so go ahead, tell me about that. Baruch b'kratz a pasuk of here im gaol yigal ish v'maasro. Right, so the bride says here, what do you mean im gaol gaal yigal ish mimaasro? What do you mean mimaasro? From your maaser. The Gemara says, "Mi mashro v'lo kol mashro," right? So you can't redeem. You're not redeeming all your maaser. Just the bottom of a prat, the maaser shayni. What do we talk about over here? Maaser shayni she'ain bo shave pruta. Look at Rashi. Practice she'ain bo shave pruta. The second last lines of Rashi over here. She'ainu bichlal geula v'limdecha she'ainu tofes pruta. That's what the chiddush of here is, and that's why ain bo takana, and that's what Chizkiya. Right, that's the where our Gemara is learning from. There's no pidyon, right? And that was a whole kasha on Chizkiya. This seems to be like a steer to Chizkiya. V'lo kol mas prata ma'asher she'en bo shavu'ot putta. So now, if it hasn't got shavu'ot putta, you can't redeem it. So now, and Chizkiya is the one, by the way, who said that you can. So the Gemara brings a machlokes over here, where we see there's not so pashut. It by Rav Ami Amar ein bo Right, so Rashi adds in here, what aimbo aimbo shereputa shaninu. He hasn't got a shereputa. About im yeshbo, the very first wild answer Rashi, but im yeshbo shereputa, bar ge'uluhu v'tofes pidyono. So Rav Ami says, we spend a situation over here, where he hasn't got a shereputa, if he's got a shereputa, you can do pidyon. Rav Asi amar, ein b'chumsho. Rashi says, no, ein b'chumsho shereputa, Rashi says. That's what we're talking about. The love bar ge'uluhu ad sheyeh bo shereb arba prutot. Kedei sheyeh ra'ui l'tofes et chumesh tichtir b'haikra. So now, comes Rav Asi and says, we've got a bigger problem. Rashi says, when, at what stage won't it do pidyon? It has to be worth at least 4 prutot. Why 4 prutot? Because the chomesh has to be shavei pruta. Now, how's the chomesh with shavei pruta? When you add a chomesh, what's the chomaza called, the fifth? Because it's worth 4 prutas. You add a quarter, and now what you added is equal to 1/5 of the total. So the chomesh has to be worth a pruta. In other words, you can only do pidyon on maaseh sheni, which is now worth at least 4 prutot, because you've got to add a pruta chomesh, and the chomesh has to be worth a pruta. Now we see it's a four machloka, but it's 2 and 2. So that was Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Einbo, same thing like Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Shimon ben Nakish Omer, Einbo Chomsho, like Rabbi Asi. Okay, so that's the way. Where it brings a bright tomative, maaseh sheni, shemesh rabuta. Maaseh sheni, which handing us a rabuta. Dayo sheyomar, it's enough, isn't it? Shomar, who v'chum shomechula matoy shonot. Who's that sound? Like Chizkia, right? It's enough that you just say that itanet chomesh is on something which is left over already. Right? So Gemara says, bishlo d'man damer ein v'chum sho, ha'intayin dayo. The Gemara wants to say, you know what? This makes sense that according to the second part of the machloket, which was Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yoch and Rabbi Shlakish, who said that the chomesh has to have that's why it says diktani dayo. What does it mean dayo? We said over here. Look at the we said earlier on. Rabbi Yoch and Rabbi Embor, Rabbi Yishuv and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meiti, Rabbi Masah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Dayo sheyomar hu v'chomsho mechul el amat rishonot. Look at Rashi. Dayo sheyomar. Rashi is kedechiskia. ולא אמרין אני אמתין עד שיעלנו לירושלים, דווקא תגיע לירושלים, או אמתין עד שיסטרפו עם אחר, with others, דכיוון דבחום שאלי כפרוטה, לא כחשיב ודיו בכך. Says, because if you're דיו, enough that you'll say it. You don't have to wait for it all to be worth it. It's enough. Enough that, right, אין בחום שו. That's what, it's enough, don't worry, as long as you've got in the maser, you're in the chomesh. I forgot the bedida it by, as long as the maser itself is good enough, it's okay. Kevin de b'chum she like a shapir. So we, as long as the maser shiny is a pruta, we have to write the chomesh also being a pruta. El amandam ein bo, but the one who says, ema dayo, who says that, if you're talking about the chomesha, what is dayo? The other word is in the kashia. Kevin says, chom kashia, right, it's a good question, we're not sure. And we will carry on with that tomorrow.